evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 11/4/2022. Well, we're going down the road towards the elections, if they have them. I still haven't seen them yet, have you? And then I'll tell you what. Do not figure that everything is going to go the way that you think it might going to go. I still think this whole thing could be stolen, and here's why. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to the treasure hid in a field, the which that man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down, and then gathered the good into vessels and cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things, General Milley? Have you understood them, Red China Joe? Commissar Mayorkas, the Attorney General, who you can't even remember his name. Merrick Garland. The Garland, right. Or Ray Ray, Mr. Ray Ray, the FBI. I'm going to tell you what. You people are tares. The FBI has been involved. The DHS has been involved in deep corruption and attacks upon the United States citizen. Did you see what's popping out of the documents these days? Have you seen it? The Republicans laid a 1,000-page report. This is out of the dailymail.co.uk. Good old Daily Mail, London Daily Mail in the old days. But you see, the Republicans have put out the report, 1,000 pages, about the deep corruption in the FBI, okay? And the politicization of it. And here's part of the FBI's reports on key takeaways. The FBI leadership is abusing its law enforcement authority. This is out of the Daily Mail, out of London, Daily Mail Online. Okay, FBI leadership abusing its law enforcement authority for political reasons. The FBI artificially initiating and manipulating domestic violent extremism statistics for political purposes. And I would submit, allegedly somebody is running these MK Ultra shooters and all these people. The FBI downplaying and reducing the spread of serious allegations of wrongdoing leveled against Hunter Biden. In other words, they have his laptop for years, and they have all the information they need, allegedly, to prove that the son of the President of the United States took $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese Communist Party bankers. They also then were given stock and stuff in the energy company, in the Red Chinese Energy Company, which allegedly, Joe Biden is selling these billions and billions of gallons, jillions of gallons of oil to that company in China. The Justice Department and FBI using counterterrorism resources to target parents resisting a far-left education curriculum or wanting to turn their children, saying their children are white supremacists or they're evil because they're white or because they don't want to become transgender LGBTQ5479 XYZs. The FBI is abusing its foreign surveillance authorities. The Justice Department, the FBI, conducting an unprecedented raid on a former president's home. The FBI stalking. This is right out of the London Daily Telegraph. The FBI stalking a Republican congressman on a family vacation to seize his personal cell phone. Okay? Let's see. That was number 7. Number 8, the Justice Department and the FBI continuing to allow attacks on pro-life facilities and churches to go unabated while pushing on anti-life agenda. The FBI conducting an intelligent assessment of conservative charity under the guise of investigating unrelated alleged crimes. The FBI purging employees who refuse to align themselves with the leadership's political ideology, which I would assert to you allegedly is Red Chinese communism, okay? The FBI helping big tech to censor America's political speech. Yes, and then that little unknown group there, you know, the disinformation, misinformation, cyber activity group of the DHS, that's all come out. They've been manipulating Twitter in the past before Musk bought it, Meta, Instagram, all the different things, you know, to any kind of a situation that is against what Red China Joe, the communist president, don't you know, bought and paid for, the big guy, save 10% for the big guy, Bobulinski, that's the partner of Hunter Biden, who was on the Fox News 2 years ago and said all of that. And the FBI can't find anything to do. They're going to come after you. Ridiculous. Or did you see the stuff? Report, 90 Miles from Tyranny is the article. 90 Miles from Tyranny, Blogspot. Report, evidence emerges that General Milley ran the January 6th show and may have broken constitutional law with the military acting against American civilians. General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Reporter Julie Kelly of the American Greatness is breaking news that General Mark Milley possibly ran the show against American citizens during the January 6th incident using armed military personnel, surveillance, and intelligence collection platforms. Kelly released an article recently entitled, What is Adam Schiff Hiding? And then here is what the article has got some excerpts. Jeffrey Bozen had a secret on January 6, 2021. The then acting Attorney General Rosen was appointed December 2020 to replace departing Attorney General William Barr. And he had assembled a team of elite and highly skilled government agents at Quantico, nexus point between the FBI and the U.S. military. And the weekend before Congress met to certify the results of the 2020 presidential election, at the same time he was rejecting President Donald Trump's last-minute appeals to investigate election fraud. Rosen was managing a hush-hush operation in advance of planned rallies and protests in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Okay. So what the deal is that Milley supposedly was running it. And then why don't they release the thousands and thousands of hours of videotape that would show federal agents, military intelligence officers, hired guns, all kind of spooks instigating and manipulating and sending people into the Capitol and doing all the stuff to do it. And all of that was planned beforehand. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. These people are tares. They are tares. And I'm going to read it one more time here, you see. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Do you see your career dissipation light out there? Do you see it out there, all you federal scumbags? Do you see it out there, you Luciferian agents, you commie agents working in the U.S. government intelligence, in the military, in the FBI, in the NSA, in all of the DHS, trying to manipulate and create and destroy the Bill of Rights in America, destroy the Constitution, and to come down and to create some kind of a totalitarian dictatorship, which now Biden and Ms. Clyburn and Barack Hussein Obama, who are then saying that, oh, it's the Republicans, you vote Republican, you're going to get all of this, you're the Nazis, you're doing it, when they, in fact, already have been doing it with the FBI, the DHS, the DOJ, the Joint Chiefs, and all of the things, and FEMA, and NORTHCOM, and all of the stuff, working the Luciferian plan, working the Red Chinese plan, because it's bought and paid for. Bought and paid for. I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I will say this. That when they come up to the land of the unwalled villages, I'm going to repeat what I said last night, because there was a very noted guy, an author in the Soviet Union, named Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. And Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, I'm going to read it again tonight. And how he burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, for example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror, and with every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but understood they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't have love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. Then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Now that's Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Here's what Harry Truman had to say. Once a government is committed, this is Truman for sure. Once a government is committed to the silencing of the voice of opposition, it has one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Harry S. Truman. Now that, you see, is what's going on with the Democrats, with the demon rats. I tell you what, I went to one party caucus years ago when I was a kid, and I became a Democrat because my father was a Republican, so I became a Democrat. And I was, you know, Don Quixote-ish, and I had all visions of, you know, saving the world and all that kind of stuff. And I signed up when the 18-year-old age for voting came in. Because it used to be 20, what? A lot of people don't even know that. A lot of kids don't even know that. But I signed up hundreds of people to vote, registered them to vote. They thought I was the cat's meow. They brought me down to the caucus. Within 10 minutes, the current, at that time, state representative from that district said, hey, what law school do you want to go to? We'll get you right in, and you'll take my spot while I then go on to the either the governorship or I become a U.S. congressman or senator or whatever, and then you'll follow right behind me here. What law school do you want to go in? And I mentioned a couple and all that stuff, and then they said, well, anyway, the caucus is starting. And we went down into like a mosh pit, like of the big guys were all up the front, and this guy was bringing me right in to show that I could hear everything. And then I saw different things. I saw a black minister, two separate ones, come, and they said, well, we've got a list here of people we need help with. And then, because they had been asked, what do you need to deliver the vote, okay, in that area for the Democrats? And they said, well, we got to list a few people. We need to kind of have some help on the, put them on the welfare roll. And so the one guy who is the county chairman said, the guy was running, happened to be named Charlie. He said, Charlie, any problem? No. He said, give me that list. We'll give that. And then he said to the minister, both of them, he said, would it be okay if we came and brought turkeys to your house and several of your church members' homes at Christmas or at Thanksgiving? Oh, yeah, well, it'd be just fine. And then they also then talked to a black gentleman who owned the cartage company, the garbage company, okay, for the city. Commercial, and they did a lot of picked up city garbage too. And they said, well, he just happened to also allegedly to run a tavern and to perhaps run houses of ill repute, so to speak, and then possibly some of those that distributed some of the back then the marijuana or whatever was out there on those particular things, the drugs. And this is back in like the, let's just say, I don't know, probably early, late 60s, early 70s. I'm not going to give you the exact time. So anyway, they said, well, your deal will stay the same, except we're going to bump you on the garbage. So the percentages and everything on all the illicit stuff that they got to cut to the politicians, that all stayed the same. But they bumped him on the garbage. He said, no problem. Everything will be just fine. And then they went to various different segments of the white community, okay? They went to some of the Italians. They went to a Jewish guy. They said, what? And they all the questions, what do you need? So by the time I got done with my first Democratic Party caucus, I discovered that politics was not what I thought it was, okay? And I historically knew that there was corruption and all that. But when it was down at a local level and you knew the people and you saw their faces and all the stuff, then it made a lot of sense to me that politics was not where I wanted to go. Oh, you see, that's the thing. And then old Rip Torn in that movie. Old Rip Torn played an old sheriff. And then Gash Landrum was the guy, I forget his name, and then Nick Nolte played the Texas Ranger who was going after Cash Landrum. Cash, okay, I don't know if it was Landrum, but it was Cash, who was going to high school with him in South Texas, but now Cash operated on the other side of the border and ran dope and all that stuff. And so Nick Nolte, the Texas Ranger, is complaining about the politicians won't let him do this, that, and the other. And their old Rip Torn, the actor, played the old Texas sheriff, said, "Hell, son, the only thing lower than a child molester is a politician." Okay? So just keep that in mind. And you may be closer to the truth than you think. So don't look for political solutions to spiritual problems. And because iniquity shall abound. Now we're at Matthew 24. How about that? Iniquity shall abound, and the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all of the world for a witness until all nations. Unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye shall therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee unto the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of its house. Neither let him which is in the fields return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, unto them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I was talking a little bit about, I didn't say too much about it, but I was talking about the dreams and stuff I was having yesterday, all right? And quite interestingly, let's see, here's something interesting coming in right here. I'm going to skip to this. This is from somebody. It's about Russians in Lake Ontario, Niagara Falls Air Base, New York State Power Authority. Since the onset of this debacle with Russia, I've been listening to your shows on Thursday, Friday over the last few months. I have noticed an abnormal amount of action at the air base. That's around Niagara Falls, I guess. Less than 10 miles away is the New York State Power Authority along the Lower Niagara River. I live downriver a bit, and I can see Canada. I'm also seeing a lot of aircraft you mentioned for surveillance purposes. I've also been seeing helicopters. Yes, they're using them a lot too, flying daily on both sides of the border, not Coast Guard, but multiple types, Cessnas, drones, large crafts, never seen here like this before. Big helicopter, all I hear is air traffic heading to the lake. Hearing them as I type. Toronto is 35 miles from me, and I've been prepping for years. I made up my mind I'm going to take a stand in my small town and trust in Jesus. And I'm considering looking for some land in a remote area away from the fallout. I doubt I have time. My question to you is, do you believe the Western New York area will be obliterated? Thanks for your time. God has you where he needs you to be, in divine position. There's power in the blood. Yes, sir. Thank you, MD. There's power in the blood of Jesus. You better believe it. I don't know if Western New York would be obliterated. I don't know about that. But what I will tell you is there's high ground in Western New York, and I would try to get somewhere to where I could get onto a little bit higher ground so I don't get flooded, you know, from rivers or lakes or, you know, that kind of thing. You might have fallout, but you might know that the wind might be direction blowing, you know, further to your east. And maybe the fallout, if not from New York City, would not necessarily go out your way, but it would go offshore, you see. I don't know, and I can't tell you about every area what's going to happen. But where you have power facilities and that kind of stuff, they are potential targets, obviously. Because they want to take the power grids out. And that could be done by U.S. military acting on behalf of illegal red Chinese or communist government orders to take their own country down. I don't know. But you're right to do it because I've got more report right here. I'll tell you what there was earlier today. There was an E-6B up around early in the morning this morning. That was in eastern Gulf of Mexico. And it was the E6 plus tankers. But the tankers are not always filling these six. They're filling up other aircraft, just like this astute gentleman is saying right here. He's seeing all kind of aircraft of all different types. Small ones, big ones, drones, large craft never seen before. And the reason being is they're having to utilize old stock aircraft, you know, from the Vietnam War, from the Korean War, from World War II. They're using stuff that they would never use before. They're pulling E-3s out instead of the E-6s. They're doing all kinds of things. They're using old, prop jets and old, just old prop aircraft and all kinds of stuff to do these surveillances because a large number of our surveillance craft and other things are deployed overseas. Now, you know, we had the Heritage Foundation said, came out with a report, that the United States military, can barely fight in one theater of war because they are severely hampered by the amount of aircraft, spare parts, the amount of ammunition. We have very few missiles left because they've been all given to the Ukraine. We don't have all kind of different equipment, and right down to the platoon level or squad level, we don't have ammunition. The anti-tank weapons are all going over to Ukraine. So all of this has made the U.S. military weak. Yes, we have nuclear weapons. But in terms of total readiness, the Heritage Foundation said the U.S. can barely fight one regional conflict and can let alone fight two or three. In the old days, we could fight three or four. We fought worldwide, toe-to-toe with everybody. And we won the deal. We got the Bretton Woods Agreement. Everybody in the world except Finland owed the United States money. We had 56% of the industrial output of this planet, and that was a royal, and we had the atomic bomb, and that was a royal flush hand. Well, who folded the royal flush hand, huh? Luciferian New World Order scumbags. And now this country has put a fork in it. It's done. The only people now that are going to defend this country, because with the exception of what I'm going to tell you here, a few good line officers out there on the coastlines and in the center of the United States who still care about the United States of America are trying to surveil and defend it against Russians. Against red Chinese. But the E-6 was out eastern Gulf Max off of, you know, Louisiana, Mississippi, and on over towards Florida, all of that. And they had the refueling planes, the refuel tankers, and they had other different assets down there which didn't squawk or weren't on the transponder. And what are they looking for? They're looking for Russian submarines. They're looking for these possibility of these Russian Poseidon drone submarines with the tsunami nuclear weapon in it. The nuclear weapon that can create a tsunami wave 1,000 feet high and radioactive. Send it into your coastline or send it from Lake Superior or Lake Michigan or Huron or Erie or Ontario on down the line. If they were to do that in several different lakes, they might destroy part of the St. Lawrence Seaway if they did that up your way, MD, but I don't necessarily think so. They're going to still want to be able to enter it from that direction. They'll certainly be able to enter it from the Gulf when an inland sea might, if they did all of this, be in the center of the country and divide the United States. What was it that the Russians called it the other night? A naval strait would be developing in the United States? A naval strait, and they were going to call it the Strait of Stalin? So, these E-6 were working in the Gulf of Mexico, and they were at another E-6B up in Lake Superior. And they're overseeing stuff, and they've got the tankers up there. They've got the other surveillance craft. And, you know, people don't understand it, that Lake Superior is deep. Michigan's deep. These lakes are deep. Lake Superior can be 1,300 feet deep, and with those silty bottoms and stuff, you could have a drone, and people don't understand it. It's not a little drone that flies the air. This is a drone submarine with nuclear weapons that can do a tsunami weapon, all right, that the Russians have, that could be put on and underneath or from a well in a larger vessel dropped into the ocean like the old James Bond stuff. And that these drone submarines, these Poseidon drones, can stay underwater for a long time independently of anybody else's operation. They're able to protect themselves somewhat, or to make maneuvers and, you know, get out of the way, or to stay still. They can be ordered from satellite, from different thing, or from offshore or onshore if you're on a lake. And then the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about last night, I was telling you that something came out of Lake Michigan and went down a train, and that a P-8 U.S. aircraft P-8 Poseidon surveillance aircraft with the highest level sensors that normally detects nuclear submarines and nuclear warheads undersea, that was following the train, looked like from Chicago, Terre Haute, down to Evansville, and then it also went over into Kentucky than the E-6 did. But we have the E-6 up in Lake Superior area doing back and forth along with the other planes, you see. And tankers, I heard somebody say they heard near a tanker base in the Midwest, they heard 5, 6 tankers take off, one right after the other night. Kept them awake. So there you go. There's a report now from out by Niagara Falls and Lake Ontario. They're looking for something. They're looking for Russian things. They're looking for nuclear devices. They're looking for mini submarines or these mini sub drones that are possibly could do it. Because when the Russians themselves talk about America will exist, but it will have a naval strait that will be left in the center of the country. That means water. A naval strait, in other words, a big body of water, you see. Straits of Hormuz, or whatever it might be, whatever you want to call it. And that would be something caused by tsunami waves that blow out the Great Lakes and send them on down to the Gulf of Mexico. This stuff is for real. They're looking for subs in the Gulf of Mexico. They're looking for them off the East Coast. They're looking for them off the West Coast. And they are there. Russian subs have always been there. And they don't care about the limit. Sometimes, naval vessels, the old days, used to go out and they would sit right there for a second, right on top where the Russian sub was, just to let the Russian sub know that they knew that they were down there. And they don't even need the hypersonics. You got a Russian submarine, just a regular one. I've talked about this since 2004. They're sitting out there 7, 8, 10, 12 miles in a deep trench. They launch a cruise missile with a nuclear warhead with the multiple reentry vehicle warheads where it's got about 7, 8, 10 warheads on the missile. And those all then go whoop up in the air and then they go down and they can hit in 2-3 minutes. They can hit 10 different targets, D.C., Oceania, you know, or Belvoir, whatever it might be. Andrews. They could hit, pop one of them up, and some of those things, if they're up in the air, they could go and hit somewhere else, all right? Rehoboth Beach, New York City, wherever it might be, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. They can pop them right up in 2 minutes, 3 minutes out of a submarine. Certainly, they could hit the Capitol building and the White House and the Treasury Department and the FBI headquarters and the Supreme Court and all the stuff. Bingo. In 2 minutes, take it all out. The Russian subs are sitting right out there. And we don't have the capability to monitor them anymore because we got P-8s. We got P-8 Poseidon, top-of-the-line surveillance aircraft, you know, that which replaced the P-3 Orion, which was excellent. And I used to know, I used to know somebody who worked on one of them P-3 Orions. But anyway, the fact is they should be out of the coastlines looking for the subs, but instead they're looking for the Russian Poseidon drone subs inside of Lake Superior, inside of Michigan, inside Ontario, Huron, Erie, all up and down the line. And then maybe now we've got backpacks or we have other stuff going that's going on down by rail line, okay, and or truck that's going to go into the TV Tennessee Valley Authority and pop those kind of things down there. You know, you got the one by Nashville there on the river. You got the French Broad. You got the Duke Power Plant on the Tennessee-North Carolina line. You go on down in other parts of the South there, Alabama and different places. You got all kind of TVA dams, don't you, that provide electricity for the whole area and also for a lot of military bases in those areas. And once again, Heritage Foundation saying the U.S. military, an in-depth study, could not barely fight in one theater war, let alone two or three, okay? And then they're going to be more interested in coming for you. And you got your final warning. Oh, yeah. Red China Joe's. Commissar Klein. Chief of Staff Klein told you that the president, that the Red China Joe gave you your last warning that you had better vote for Democrats or you're going to destroy democracy. Well, I don't think so, Red China Joe, and I don't think so, Commissar Klein and Mayorkas. Commissar Mayorkas. These people are Luciferian worshiping, allegedly Luciferian worshiping, allegedly socialist, communist, red Chinese, destroyers working on Lucifer's plan to take down America. For years and years and years, they've been talking about taking down America. You see, because it's the last bastion. The last republic. But we're beyond that. But I will tell you this. Go to the sporting goods store, the Bass Pro, the Cabela's, the Shields, the Eddie Bauer, the whatever it is that you have in your area, or the small gun store, the Walmart, or whatever it is that sells ammunition, and you need to buy thousands of rounds of ammunition just so that you have an investment. Because if inflation is going to continue at 8-9% per year, and your stocks are going down, your bonds are losing out, then what do you think that the price of ammunition is going to do? It's going to go up. So you can make money as an investment in thousands of rounds of ammunition. Rifle calibers, pistol and revolver calibers, 22 long rifles. Can you imagine if long years ago you bought 22 long rifle bricks? They were nothing, you know, per brick of 500 or 1,000. And what they are today compared to back then? Had you bought all the Hogden powder and all the Barnes bullets and all the different stuff and the all the equipment to reload, can you imagine what it would be worth today if you'd have bought tons of it years ago and had it properly stored? I'm going to give you some other ideas. You don't want to talk about ammunition, but you should. Well, then let's talk about coffee. Cans of coffee. Cans of coffee. Chunky soup. When the power grid goes down, or when the hypersonics go off, or when the drone, Poseidon drones unleash perhaps a tsunami weapon in the Great Lakes that then causes that to empty all out. They don't even have to have the tsunami weapon. They could just drop nuclear weapons in it and do it that way too. Just standard regular old ones. They don't have to have the specialty ones. Or suppose they just leave all that alone and they just, the Russians and the Red Chinese start popping. The fusion weapons instead of the regular nuclear stuff, they just pop the ones that kill people and don't destroy the land or the buildings. What about that? But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and by golly, I'm going to find a way, whether an expedient shelter or something in the basement or a dug hole in the ground covered up with timber and plywood and then covered with a mound of dirt. 3 feet of dirt, 2 feet of concrete. You know, 1 foot of steel, you know, you go into those kind of ideas. You got information you can get, Crescent Carney's, which you can download the PDF, How to Survive Nuclear War, Crescent Carney. It's online in a bunch of places. Or you can look at Philip Hogue, No Such Thing as Doomsday, you see. But you need to get ready for this to happen, and if you've got all your hopes pinned on the big election, I pray that it goes well, but I'm going to tell you, you could get New World Order Republicans could come into the fore, and they could just be as much with Lucy as the others. But when you had Obama, hired all the Spetsnaz. You see? The overture is carried out by agents of the secret services of the Soviet satellite countries and by mercenaries recruited by intermediaries. The principal method employed at this stage is great terror. That is a kind of terror which is not concluded in the name of the Soviet Union or Russia, but the Soviet Secret Service do not at this stage leave their visiting cards or leave other people's cards. The terror is carried out in the name of already existing extremist groups, but not connected in any way with the Russians or the Soviet Union or the name of fictitious organizations. But then there's going to be the Red Terror. Terrorist acts carried out in the course of the overture require very few people, very few weapons, and little equipment. In some cases, they may be needed as one man who has a weapon, nothing more than a screwdriver, a box of matches, or a glass ampule. And some of the operations could have catastrophic consequences. For example, an epidemic of infectious disease at seven of the most important naval bases in the West could have the effect of cutting in half or halving the combined naval might of the Russians' enemies. Now, you see, we had the Abraham Lincoln, we had the Nimitz, and we got almost all of Hawaii with water problems. Now we have, did you see the articles where we have the U.S. military and the NATO military, whoever brought the blood, they got the blood, they found out there's 6.8 or 9% of it includes HIV in the blood that's there in case there's a wounded person or they need an operation or a blood transfusion or plasma or whatever. 6.8 or 9% of the blood that is the NATO blood that's been brought to the Ukrainian area or into that area of Eastern Europe contains HIV. I think they said it was something like 25%, 24%, 25% had hepatitis B and C in it. Well, that's a sabotage. This water things, there's those sabotages. Allowing stuff to come down the St. Lawrence Seaway, which I told you about 2 months ago. And by golly, my source and I were right about it. So go out and get you some more food. Go out and get you some more water purification. If you don't have a Berkey, then you better get a Berkey and those black Berkey filters. And then stuff to contain it. And then once you put it in the container, you take it through. You can add the aerobic 7, the oxygen treatment, to help keep it pure for up to 4 or 5 years. Then I would still run it through the Berkey again if you've still got extra filters. But I'll tell you what. You want to keep old Hawk in there, and I hope you do. Because I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And we're going to stand with the Lord Jesus against this evil. Anything is most needed and wanted. Be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Bit of reserve notes, bit of silver, bit of gold, bit of platinum, a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And Brother Steve Quayle can still get you gold, silver. You can get his books. You can subscribe to his private messages and his private briefings. And Steve Quayle 2.0. So that you get all the information he's got that's coming towards him. And Steve and I have always had separate sources. Sometimes they'll co-align and all that, or we'll have some information where we might have a shared source, but mostly it's different. So we give you different perspectives. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Call Steve at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You might get Steve or Tyler, his son, or Daryl, his highly capable manager. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. And whatever you do, get whatever remaining Steve Quayle books you can get. Because I'm going to tell you, that's going to give your family, it's going to give you, your family, your grandchildren, an idea of how we got to where we're going to get to. And how do I know we're going to get somewhere? Because of what the Lord Jesus says in those red letters in that King James that I'm looking at right now with the big print. Big print, red letters. It tells you what Jesus has to say himself, all right? Because Jesus talks about wars, rumors of wars, nations arise against nation, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then it's going to get tough. And God bless the Nunamakers who have been in the field as evangelists and missionaries for years, over 50 years, Dave and Debbie. Pray for Debbie and Debbie tonight. Will you pray for them? And Lord Jesus, will you give Dave and Debbie Nunamaker? Will you go to them right now, Lord? Will you go to them right now? Will you remove anything bad that's happening in their body and restore them back to health, Lord, in full vigor and full ability in all ways? Because I'll tell you, their gospel messages and things that they've done in training and the getting of the Bibles to the mountain tribes people in the little mountain villages in Indochina, and that's in Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, where Kum Sa's crowd is at, and Myanmar and down the hill, you see. Anything is most deemed welcome, and those little mountain villages have different dialects. And so if we can print for them the Bibles in their specific dialect of their language and the songbooks, then it is the most wonderful blessing for them you can ever imagine. And they're baptizing and having events, and in spite of all the crackdown of their authority still against Christianity and against all of their activities and preaching and the meetings they hold in their home churches and things. Well, let me tell you, it's a blessing. And the Lord Jesus, they're on fire for him. So if you want to help them out, anything is most needed and welcome from them. Send it to Indochina Bible Project. Indochina Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship. 221 Hamilton. Myerstown with a Y. Pennsylvania. 17067. Nunamaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold and bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I'm just telling you, we have U.S. military aircraft are searching actively for some kind of problems and Russian stuff. Possibility of Poseidon drone subs in Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, throughout the Great Lakes. And we got a report now tonight from up around Niagara and that area up in there. And how the planes are going up and down, up and down, up and down all the time, all different sizes. Looking for something. Looking for something. And I'll tell you, you're starting to see the gold and the silver move, aren't you? I think it was $1,674.50 gold. Silver was $20.68 and $9.60 for platinum. And you think that all's well in the banks, like Red China Joe says? Well, how about Wells Fargo Bank, one of the largest ones in the United States? They have a collapse of over 90% on their loans. within the last year on year dates. They're firing loads and thousands of people, fired them. 90% less or fewer loans this year at this time versus last year at this time. 90% collapse of loans. That is huge. Only 62% of the people are working. That's the work, the percentage of people in the workforce who are working. Unemployment is low, but there's a whole lot of people that aren't in the workforce. Some of them are dead. We don't even know. We know there's tremendous numbers of dead from the vaccines. The COVID itself, but mostly, probably, allegedly from the vaccines. And who is it? DHS, FBI, they want to crack down on any doctor telling the truth and be wary about the vaccines. Because that graphene oxide or hydroxide is in there and it can be creating independent operating biological, chemical, metallic systems inside your body that can then be directed or entered and then targeted and commanded by radio frequency stuff from the 5G. You want to see everybody go off the cliff like lemmings. You want to see people start spinning around, fighting the demons like you see in some of these videos. People are literally fighting at demons that are coming after them. There's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Repent of your sins to the Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. He'll give you the best deal in town. It is. Because without him, you ain't going to make it through all the stuff that's coming. And how do we know it's coming? Because Jesus tells me so on the don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your businesses, your property, your bill of rights. This is the last chance to probably use the ballot box. And then after that, you know, it's the soapbox or the cartridge box. And they're telling you that you're going to be the ones that are the Nazis. They're going to be the Nazis or the Cheka. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.